This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State regulators are demanding changes to Suncor Energy's plan to monitor pollution around its refinery in Commerce City. CPR Sam Brash reports.
A 2021 state law requires Suncor to surround the facility with sensors to watch for specific air toxins. Michael Ogletree is Colorado's top air regulator. He says the company must revamp its initial plan, adding more air sensors that can measure a larger number of pollutants near the state's only oil refinery.
These changes to the plan, you know, meets community concerns as well as, you know, the more stringent approach the division is taking with Suncor.
The state estimates the revised plan will cost $25 million, more than double the price of the original proposal. A Suncor spokesperson says it supports air monitoring and is reviewing the changes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Anyone doing radon measurement or mitigation now needs a license in Colorado. CPR's John Daly says more than 300 professionals have received a license since the requirement took effect last month.
About half of Colorado homes have radon levels higher than EPA recommendations, and all of Colorado is considered at high risk. The state created the requirement because a market for unqualified radon professionals had sprung up. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas and can enter homes from the soil below. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. among non-smokers, killing about 500 Coloradans a year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Shaw Reservoir in southern Colorado will have new managers. Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the Bureau of Land Management, and state conservation groups have agreed on a deal to acquire and manage the reservoir. The arrangement is designed to increase water supplies for the San Luis Valley and protect wetlands and a popular fishing spot. Colorado's first professional ultimate disc team advances toward their league championship. The Colorado Summits beat the team from Salt Lake City on Saturday. The playoffs continue this coming weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. This is the Summit's inaugural season. Partly cloudy across the Denver area, mostly sunny for western Colorado this afternoon. This is CPR News.